Welcome in to the Phil's in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, July 22nd, 2022. Hey, we're back. It was an eventful All-Star week for Kyle Schwarber, who not only failed to advance past the first round in the home run derby, despite some shenanigans, but also whiffed down a run in the ninth, in the top of the ninth, to help the NL drop the All-Star game 3-2, so close to getting to that overtime home run derby. That would have been fun. Oh well, I guess we get the sad trombone for the official first half close. Tough break. Schwarb's not doing a better performance, but it was fun to see him out there. All right, let's recap the first half. It was a fun first half for the Phillies. They end up in playoff contention as we look ahead to the second half. Let's quickly recap where we've been. Overall, pretty solid despite losing Bryce Harper and Gene Segura. The offense has managed to pull it together. The team is 6 overall in runs per game. Interestingly, the Phillies' top 2 position players via WAR over the first half were Bryce Harper. Not really a surprise, but he's not playing defense, so that's actually a big drag on his wins above replacement value, according to Fangraphs.com. And JT Realmuto, who's seemingly his defense that's been pushing him way up, because he's been struggling very much at the dish, although the bat looks like it is starting to come around just a little bit. Kyle Schwarber leads off our offensive accolades: 29 home runs, 62 runs scored, 58 RBIs in the first half, 90 games. He's been just amazing since the start of June, but you look at that slash line, still pedestrian, .208 average, but yeah, that .503 slugging tells a story. Kyle Schwarber, it's been an amazing close to the first half. He's been carrying this offense. Hopefully he can continue into the second half. Rhys Hoskins similarly has come on in June. Overall, he's got a .244 batting average, .370 on base, .479 slugging for the year, 19 home runs, 49 runs scored, 44 RBI. Rhys and Kyle really solidified those top 2 positions in the order. Our fallen stars, Bryce Harper, Gene Segura, batting .318 and .275 respectively. We really need to get these guys back, and hopefully we will see both of them back in the second half. And the biggest bust of the first half, that goes clearly to Nick Castellanos, who's having his worst season as a pro so far, batting just .251, a .297 on base, a .376 slugging percentage. Those numbers are all well below what we would expect. Just 8 home runs on the year. He's driven in 46 RBI, which is pretty good, but that's a testament to how good the guys at the top of the order have been at getting on base. And Didi gets honorable mention here as a first half bust, struggling veteran. And he finally got his first homer right before the break. But hopefully we want a little more. He needs to get that pull power back. Some of the youngsters have been stepping up. Alec Bohm, Matt Vierling deserve some props, battling through a couple of tough stretches, each of them, but they both put on a positive impact in general. Bohm is batting .276 on the year. Power still hasn't totally shown up, but he's put together some really nice runs. He was hot as we headed into the All-Star break. And Matt Vierling, like Schwarber and Hoskins, struggled early but has come back around. He's batting .264, .327, .414 since coming back up and joining the club in mid-June, while also being capable glove, playing center field, playing some time in the infield. Matt Vierling could be a critical piece to these Phillies as we look ahead in the second half. The pitching has been really strong, 8th in terms of team ERA and ERA in the league, .372 ERA overall, and it's led by those top 2 guys, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola. But the bullpen really is what stepped up in a big way, and as the team has turned their season around. And now we have to look at the back end of the rotation to find some consistency, specifically Ranger Suarez, Kyle Gibson. We've seen some flashes. Kyle's been getting going a little bit. Ranger, we really want to see more like we saw in 2021. He has looked okay at times, but he's looked shaky at other times. And we're probably going to need to find some more help there. Zach Eflin's knee continues to act up, so we really don't have a 5th starter right now. Christopher Sanchez probably slots into that role, but we'll be looking at the trade deadline to hopefully bolster that. The bullpen has been a huge surprise. They've been kind of good. Sir Anthony Dominguez, Brad Hand have stabilized the back end. Corrington Abel has figured things out since he was moved out of that role. And the defense has also really not been as bad as we might have thought. They have not cost them too many games. It looked early on in the year like the defense was really going to be a problem. Alec Boehm in particular has stabilized a bit, still makes a questionable play, a questionable throw every now and again, but it hasn't burned yet, and he's been doing enough at the plate to justify it. Preston Stott, he's not the best fielder out there, doesn't have the most range, but has made a bunch of heads-up plays. Just he's in the right spot at the right time, making good plays. Somehow they're making it work. They're winning close games even when they don't score. So overall, a fun first half for the Phillies. They're in competition for a playoff spot. So let's just keep it going. All right, let's take a look around the NL East. The Braves open the second half at home against the Los Angeles Angels without Mike Trout, who's on the IL with a back issue. And they will head to Philly early next week for three against the Phils. And then they will play a bunch of games against the Mets. So seven games against the Phillies and the Mets in the first 2 weeks of the second half for the Braves. The Nationals open on a West Coast trip. They're in Arizona. And then they'll play the Dodgers. Will Juan Soto be with the team by the time they get back to DC? That'll be the big question everybody's watching. The Marlins lost a one-game series with Texas, who were visiting on Thursday, an 8-0 loss, and now they have to travel. So a rough time coming out of the break for the Marlins. They have to stick around until Thursday and then travel to Pittsburgh. Impact of the lockout, you know, they canceled that first week, so we're trying to reschedule games. Seven-game road trip for the Flying Fish as they get going in the second half, and then the Mets get a couple of tough teams to open up their second half. They have a weekend series with San Diego at home, and then they'll play a subway series with the Yankees, two games early next week. Our key question of the day: what are the keys to the second half for the Phils to finally get back into the playoffs? Top of the list, get healthy. That goes for Bryce Harper and Jean Segura. Really need those two back in the lineup. Bryce Harper in particular, cannot wait for him to get back on the field. Hopefully just about a month away from getting Bryce back in there, eyeing up mid-August, but it'll be a tough task to keep the Phils alive in the meantime. Our second key to the second half, we need Nick Castellanos to get hot. This guy's not done what he was brought in to do so far. If he could get back to the bat that we've seen over the past several years, might not be as big a hole to fill that we're looking for in the middle of the lineup as we see right now. Third on the list as our keys to the second half, we need these aces to keep rolling. We're going to see both of them this weekend against the Cubs, and they're going to line up Wheeler and Nola in back-to-back spots in this rotation, and so that should be two wins. Philly should win every series where they got both of these guys pitching, and we'll have to continue to look at that. And then finally, we're going to look at the trade deadline. What's Dombrowski in the front office going to do? They need to find some help in the rotation, especially with Zach Eflin still ailing. Probably still need another bullpen arm. It's been nice to see them come around. It's been great to see Brogdon back. Great to see Alvarado throwing the way that he has been able to lately. But you can always use more depth in the back end. And maybe they could still use a center fielder. I would like what we've seen about Matt Vierling, but there's not much beyond that. Will they make a big move for a Brian Reynolds type? I doubt it, but we're probably looking for a depth signing, something more in the outfield. All right, up next, three-game series with the Cubs to kick off the second half. Cubs team that is just not very good. You've probably not heard of most of them. Wilson Contreras is really their only true star on offense. They also got names like Ian Happ, Christopher Morel, Patrick Wisdom, Seiya Suzuki. They all offer some pop, but come with really big holes in their game. Wisdom in particular has 17 bombs on the year, but a 34.5% K rate on the season. That's too many swings and misses. Nico Horner, interesting young player. He's batting 307 with a 344 on base, having a pretty solid year. And then the rotation is just a bunch of journeymen at this point. Mark Stroman, I guess, is their de facto ace. They're also running out old friend Drew Smiley, Justin Steele, probably one of the Max Power's oldest and closest friends. That's all I know about the guy. Keegan Thompson, Adrian Sampson, round of the rotation. If you're asking yourself, who are these guys? Well, that's your answer. Yeah, they're not very good. The bullpen backed by another old friend, David Robertson. So we'll hopefully get to see some former Phils in this series. Friday, Kyle Gibson versus Justin Steele. Gibson looks to keep rolling, coming off two really strong starts. Steele is 3-6 on the year with a decent 4.15 ERA. He offers a four-seamer and slider mostly. He also has a curve, change mixed in. The walks are the biggest issue for Steele, and the Phils will need to stay patient on Friday evening to get things going in the right way. Saturday, best pitching matchup of the weekend, Zach Wheeler versus Marcus Stroman. Can Zach bounce back from his rough start to close the first half? Stroman's pretty solid. There was a ton of pitches. He knows what he's going to do with each of them, wants to do with each of them, and this could be a tough matchup. Mark Stroman's a pretty good pitcher. Sunday, we will get ace number two for the Phils, Aaron Nola, versus old friend Drew Smyly, former Phils. Smyly has 4.22 ERA so far on the year with the Cubbies, a 1.35 whip. He doesn't strike out too many batters. He's pretty darn hittable at this point in his career. This should be a series that the Phils have no problem winning at least two of these games, if not eyeing up the sweep. All right, our final thought of the day. Baseball's draft was held over the All-Star break, and the Phils went back to the well in the first round, drafting a player named Justin Crawford, speedy outfielder, son of former MLB star Carl Crawford. And if the name sounds familiar, it's because he's the cousin of a recent first-round pick, J.P. Crawford, who is now in the Mariners. Phils traded him away a couple years ago. Phils grabbed another outfielder second, Gabriel Rincones Jr., before hammering away at the arms. Fun part about the baseball draft is there's so much potential and there's so much bust potential. The Phillies ended up with 17 picks. They really went heavy on the arms, and that's how they're really going to have to build up their system. And it'll be interesting to see how these guys develop through the year. So we'll try and pick one out every couple of shows over here and just give us some preview, dive into a little bit more what's going on in the minor league. But that's all the time we have for you today on the Phils in 5 podcast. We got the weekend kicking off, and beware, we got a game on Apple TV tonight and Peacock on Sunday, so you're going to have to find your password to your streaming apps before you're going to get to watch the games this weekend. But hey, we're going to kick off with a game against the Cubs on Friday and hopefully start off the second half on a good note. We'll see you on Monday.